This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did a story a couple of years ago about the New York City transit system and its general state of disrepair, and how on any given day, something like 10% of this country's gross domestic product uses it to get to and from work every day. Now, with ridership way down because of the pandemic, its general state of disrepair and related budget problems are all the worse. So the Metropolitan Transit Authority is looking for a $12 billion federal bailout with, it says, major and immediate service cuts hanging in the balance. And that, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, would be bad news indeed for the people who still depend on mass transit.
Usually, New York City's subway system is all hustle and bustle. People running to trains yelling, "Hold the door!" Today, it sounds like this. Without the 9-to-5ers, it can feel eerily empty. Ridership has plummeted during the pandemic, down to a quarter of what it used to be. Still, that's more than a million people on the train every day.
And those folks are essential workers, by and large.
Danny Perlstein is with the Riders Alliance, a transit riders advocacy group. He says ridership has actually gone up in boroughs outside of Manhattan, where people like grocery store clerks and healthcare workers live. The MTA's proposed service cuts would make those people wait longer for trains.
They have long, punishing commutes already. The idea of making their commutes much longer is devastating.
Cutting service could also increase their chances of catching the virus, because fewer trains and buses means more overcrowding, less social distancing. And all of this changes what the subway represents, a sort of urban equalizer. Because in the before times, stockbrokers and teachers and line cooks all crammed into the same space for $2.75 a ride. Sarah Kaufman at New York University's Rudin Center for Transportation says now the subway will become something that makes life harder for people who can't afford alternatives.
So that means picking your child up later from their daycare, or cutting into your exercise time, or preparing a healthy dinner.
The MTA is also looking at increasing tolls for bridges and tunnels, upping ride fares, and reducing disability ride services. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.